My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkies sports page. It's brought to you by our friends at T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. You can find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
All right. A few of you guys stayed up for the entire game last night. I could only pull about a quarter.
My bags are paying for it. The bags must be just hitting.
Today. I was really tired. My wife wanted me to keep the TV on. I said, sweetie, I mean, I'm going to record it for you. I'm going to DVR it. You can watch it in the morning.
She actually wanted to watch the game?
Until she fell asleep. Yeah, she wanted to watch the game.
Impressive.
Is she a Ravens fan or something?
She's not necessarily a Ravens fan, okay. But she's an anti-Chiefs fan.
Oh, she roots against the Chiefs.
Because she can't stand the Tay-Tay-Kelsey stuff.
That really upsets her?
It gets on her nerves.
It does?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so she roots against the Chiefs.
You know what?
A lot of people root against the Chiefs because...
My reaction to that would be, the NFL is an entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
By spotlighting Taylor Swift, who's the biggest star on the planet...
She understands that.
It's just smart business.
Yeah.
Like... I don't understand why people get all upset about it, but
they only show
I know
her
some people do.
2 to 3 times a game.
I know some people lose their minds.
They lose their minds. Look, she doesn't really care at the end of the day, but she wanted to watch
it.
Anyway, all right, so the Chiefs win 27-20. Of course, we talked about it. Isaiah Likely's touchdown at the end as time was expiring. He had a toenail out of bounds, but it was out of bounds, and they lose 27-20. There were some really good numbers put up by some fantasy players out there. Mahomes threw for 290 and a touchdown. Lamar threw for 273 and a touchdown. Also ran for a 122 on 16 carries. Derrick Henry did score a touchdown, but his rushing numbers weren't great. Only 46 yards. Pacheco, he had a pretty good game. Did he score a touchdown?
He did score a touchdown. Yeah,
he did score a touchdown.
Caught 2 or 3 passes.
Yep.
And he had
45 rushing yards. But he did score the touchdown, so his numbers were decent. I think he put up like 16.
Right.
Rashee Rice put up some really good numbers: 7 catches on 9 targets for a 103. Didn't score.
He's going to catch a lot of balls in that offense.
Yeah. But Xavier Worthy, he had 2 scores: mm-hmm. 1 rushing, 1 receiving. Anyway, so Isaiah Likely, 9 catches, 111, and a touchdown. And he talked after the game about that. The touchdown was called back.
You guys went, this is a 2-time defending Super Bowl champions, and in their place, you almost went toe to toe with them. I mean, what would you take away from a competitive game like that against this team?
I say this is probably the worst game we're going to play all year. Hmm. So if this is the best that they got, I mean, good luck in the postseason.
Talking a little smacky smack.
That's some good bravado right there. I kind of like it.
I think we'll be hearing that audio again in January. The Chiefs probably stomp them in the playoffs.
It's very possible.
You think they're going to stomp them?
Well, those things always backfire. Those, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see in the playoffs.
But I think I have to give Valdez credit, even though the guy from Baltimore did humiliate him on a Ravens fandom, that your call...
Glenn.
But your call that, you know, this is kind of like their first... They kind of treat it like a preseason game. The announcers were talking about, these guys have never played, and... You know, like the miscommunication between Flowers and Lamar there in the end zone. It's kind of played out that way, you know? And likely even saying this is probably going to be our worst game. Kind of played out. I give you credit.
They kind of ease into the season, mm-hmm. and it hasn't bitten them in the ass because last season they played the Texans in their opener. Season before that, it was the Jets before Aaron Rodgers in their opener. Mm-hmm. So they were just able to kind of get away with it.
I give you credit. You kind of called that, and
a lot of penalties, miscommunications in the secondary.
A lot of people thought they got hosed by the whistle. Like, you can't touch quarterbacks anymore. I mean, Mahomes got hit one time. Maybe an arm brushed his head.
Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if there's any contact with the quarterback's head, even if it's slight, you still get called.
It was a terrible call. That was a terrible call.
If it's wimpy, I don't like it.
The first quarter to quarter and a half, there were so many flags.
Yeah.
Like, if you love seeing flags thrown and illegal procedures and illegal shifts, then that first half of that game last night, that was for you.
Well, and I saw,
and they're really calling like the offensive line. They can't be offset. You know, like this.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be like straight along the line. Like that.
It's hard to tell too because the camera angle isn't like straight on.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right.
It looks like. It all looks the same when the Chiefs are lining up and when the Ravens mm-hmm. are lining up. But I just assume the camera angle uh-huh. is a different camera angle, and you kind of. See it differently.
Well, one of the biggest offenders in it is with Jawan Taylor. Is he the right tackle for the Chiefs?
Yes.
He seems to get away with murder. Like, they call it tight on everybody else, but he's allowed to come out of his stance early and start backpedaling, and he's lined up like this instead of like this, and it doesn't get called.
Well, how about the Chiefs?
It's just weird.
They got a timeout that their defensive coordinator called, which is against the rules.
That's an outrage, too. That should have been a penalty.
Spagnuolo ran down the sideline because he didn't like what he saw, like a head coach does.
Right.
Runs down there, and they gave him a timeout.
Right, that should be a
15-yard
penalty.
And then they quickly said, you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, I'll be honest with you. I can understand the ref not locking in and knowing he's not the head coach in a moment.
How about the head referee overrules the sideline guy that gave it to him?
Did they rescind it, or they still gave him the whole thing?
Yeah, the Chiefs, look, I'm not a guy who believes in any conspiracies.
No.
I think it was a bad day for the referees. But it was, even though if you look at the numbers, I believe... The Ravens and Chiefs were separated by one penalty. It felt like the Ravens were getting whored.
I think there were two penalties that were declined for the Ravens. So, like, it could have been 10 total penalties, but it was sloppy.
Yeah. How many total penalties in the game were there?
I think there were 15.
All right. Was there a lot of delay of games?
There was one delay of game.
Oh, okay.
Ravens had at least two delay of games.
I thought they got called a timeout.
I think they had one late. Or maybe they did. Maybe it went to zero and they did
get the timeout late. But that's exactly what I said was going to happen. You're not getting the play in quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're disorganized.
You know, how about this? It's working out for them because they're a successful franchise. But maybe they should take the preseason a little bit more seriously so that we're not donking off the first game every year.
Well, they're not.
And I hate the preseason.
I think under Harbaugh, they're 12-4 in their openers.
Yeah. Like they've been able to get away with it.
Okay,
just based off of the scheduling gods.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be hard.
A tough game to kind of brush off and say, all right, we're treated as a preseason game when it could come down to home field advantage.
Scheduling gods did hook them in week two. They're back at M&T against the Raiders. Softer touch.
Yeah.
You would think
all my boys are going to be in town. You know that.
No. Oh, we're going to go watch Dylan Bobby in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. When is that?
Next
weekend.
I'm going to be in Illinois. God darn it.
Illinois.
You're going to be
Although
busy.
I might not be on Sunday.
So you've got the Eagles. You got the Eagles-Packers tonight. Mm-hmm. Eagles lay, depending on where you're looking. They're laying a point and a half, somewhere in there. Of course, it's being played in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yep.
Mm. Eagles Hotel is really close to the stadium.
Saw the story.
Packers are not.
They're further out.
And apparently the traffic is going to be absurd.
Right.
They're looking at a 2.5-hour commute, possibly, on the buses.
That is a freaking nightmare. I despise my 40-minute commute here every day. Right. I despise it.
Yeah.
Over 2 hours.
Well, I'm sorry. It says an hour and a half to 2 hours based on heavy traffic.
That's a lot.
So it's a lot.
I mean, you're
still going to have to leave a lot earlier than they thought.
In your bus, your back is, you know, stiffening up in the 2 hours. I don't like that for the Packers.
So what time?
Advantage Eagles.
For an 8:30 kick, you probably get to the stadium, what, at 5, 5:30 on a normal
day? I would guess, yeah.
So they're probably going to have to leave at, you know, 2:30, 3 o'clock for 8:30 kick. But we'll see. You got that tonight. That's on Peacock.
Great. I love it when it's on obscure networks.
I hope my son has Peacock down in Durham. He's got to have some sort of workaround.
Well, if he doesn't, then you're ordering it.
I'll order it.
Yeah.
I'll pay for Peacock for at least a month.
Or you go to some bar.
What do I care?
You have it, Eric. I know I have it. Why do you know it? Because you use mine?
No.
Oh.
I know that yesterday, EB has it, too.
After the show.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even bothered with that yet. Are you sized?
Yeah.
By the way, I get so sized. We're both wearing surf side today. That t-shirt's silly.
I told Michelle. Michelle was walking down with it.
That's a sales girl here.
And
saleswoman.
And she had them for me and Drabby.
Not for your boy?
Not for you. And I said, I said, I'm so sized that you're going to give that to me because I'm going to wear it. And Eric's going to see it and go, God, I wish I had
that's
that shirt.
That's a really good
coveting.
One.
He's officially coveting.
I just get size for that. You know what? I'm going to need one. By the way, I asked for a replacement head cover, and they said they would take care of me. Have not taken care of me.
I'm sure they will at some point.
They were out of gear. If you talk to them,
you'll be made whole.
They were out of them for a while.
I know, but the guy told me they have one somewhere for me. Don't worry.
First world problems.
You know what? He's lying.
Missing my head cover.
I lost mine again.
You lost it. See? Mine just fell off.
Yeah, I think mine fell off.
You can't put it on a hybrid. You got to put it on a big silly.
Using tube socks?
You got to put it on a big silly.
Sometimes I don't put it back on after
I was putting it on like basically like a hybrid.
Like if I know there's three straight holes.
I mean, people aren't, have you checked the lost and found?
No, listen, I love Norbeck Country Club, but if those monsters find a nice head cover, they ain't turning it in.
I found an SC Trojans head cover there like a month ago, and I picked it up and I walked it straight into the pro shop and turned it in.
First of all, A, you don't play golf. B, if it was like Towson Tigers or something, you might have kept it.
I'm not an animal. I'm not going to steal somebody's gear off the golf course.
It's a lock. EB wore that sweatshirt 2 days ago.
Yes, he did.
Because I wore it the same day that you wore it.
What's wrong with wearing it 2 days ago? When I got to wear a different one every day?
You can wear it every single day.
Wash it. I didn't wash it. I didn't sweat in it. I wore it for 3 hours. Do you wash every time you wear a sweatshirt? Every time?
No, but I try not to wear
you're fine.
The same thing every 2 days.
Why not?
He's making fun of my picking clothes
I wore
at 4:30 in the morning.
I wore the jersey yesterday, but I wore this 2 days ago.
I'm wearing the same underwear as last night, to be honest.
You know what? It's a little chilly in the morning. I got to wear something.
It's cold in here.
You don't lay your clothes out the night before?
Me?
I usually
do that
only when I'm playing golf. I lay out my golf outfits. I've never laid out a work outfit.
I lay all my clothes out.
I call these work outfits is an insult to work outfits.
You got it. Well, it's actually, you should start doing it. It's heavenly.
Why?
Because it saves you like 5 minutes.
I agree.
But I don't
And you're
care.
Scrapping. You're
five
scrapping.
Minutes.
Yeah, you're scrapping for
you,
every.
It saves you time.
It doesn't take me 5 minutes. It takes me about a minute. I have all my hoodies hung up on a door, and I go, I'll wear that one. It's comfy. I look at it. I got 100 hats, and I go, I'll wear that one. It matches-ish. And then just give me a pair of sweatpants. That's all I need. But JP, I'm also wearing the same underwear as last night. They're a little stinky. Is that okay? Or I've changed
Hey,
it?
You can do you.
Yeah.
I just know you wore it the other day.
I did. I probably wore these sweatpants yesterday, too.
I had a silly surfside last night.
Four hours.
It was like my appetizer drink. Just had it right at the beginning of the game.
I'm wearing the same underwear as
yesterday,
too.
JP's got new jeans, and he wears them 4 out of 5 days a week. He's the bell-bottoms that he's wearing all the time.
Hey, bell-bottoms are coming back.
I know. Somebody's dressing him because he looks different now.
He brought rope hats the other day. My daughter was watching the game, and she saw Andy Reid's rope hat.
Uh-huh.
She's like, what is that thing that's going across the front of his hat?
And I said,
well, those are popular, like, in the 80s, and they're back.
Yeah,
they're back.
Those looked so silly last night.
Rope hats
what did I
are
tell
back.
You? I
told no. I can't do the flat brim rope hats. I'm happy the curve rope hats.
A dad hat with the rope on it,
yes,
doable. But a flat brim hat with the rope, you just look like you're trying to be Eminem from 30 years ago.
My daughter immediately last year saw the Marist rope hat.
Yeah,
and she just snatched it right up. She said that thing is fire. Mm. The rope hats, I'm telling you.
By the way, my daughter wanted to grab my Junkies sweatshirt, the one we got yesterday.
My daughter
did too. For the kickoff. Yeah, she loved it. Yeah. She's a big fan.
I'm torn on that because I don't feel like I can wear it. I feel like I have to give it to somebody else. I feel like a tool if I wear it. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Junkies crab.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel a little bit like a tool.
Valdez knew you'd say that about it.
Yeah, but it looks good.
Is it
and
not
it's comfy.
Also true? I mean, it's a weird vibe. Like, I don't know what to do about it.
It's an awesome look. I don't know why you wouldn't want to wear it.
It's the same thing as our Junkies golf bag.
I can't wear anything that says Junkies on it.
Yeah, the Junkies golf bag. I got to get rid of the Junkies panel. It's a huge, here's EB shanking balls off the hosel. Watch him all day. I don't like it.
People usually like it, you can but replace you just have panel. To explain.
Yeah, I know.
They gave you the blank pad.
Yeah. The blank one I lost. The only one I have are Junkies and big-ass EB, like this big.
Well, go buy some black duct tape and just tape over the E-bizzle. You're fine. Mm.
Nobody's going to notice. You think Michael Jordan's afraid to wear the Jumpman logo?
Well, he's Michael Jordan.
He's also getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars per year to wear that logo.
Well, he's building a brand. Yeah.
There's a difference.
He hasn't done Daisy Dukes contests with chicks with bags on their heads.
If I was somehow profiting off it, I'd wear it every day. In other words, when I had my OG EB t-shirts, I liked wearing them.
Yeah.
But if I'm making $0 off it, it's just kind of embarrassing.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, OAR doesn't wear OAR t-shirts.
Well, you never know.
So none of you have the sweatshirts? Or no, JP does?
I have it.
My daughter has mine.
I don't know what to do with it.
Wear it.
At least my daughter will wear it around town. So
yeah, my kids love that stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like a weirdo.
We just got them yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'll probably wear it.
Yeah. I mean.
But I do feel a little weird sometimes wearing something that says Junkies.
Some guys don't. Like some of the dudes in Iron Maiden, the guitarists wear the Iron Maiden t-shirts on stage.
Yeah.
Right.
Like other guys don't.
The golf panel, I'm embarrassed by it, but it does get noticed in a good way most times. Like people usually think the golf bag looks cool.
It's a great golf bag, except it's slandered with Junkies stuff on it.
And Junkies propaganda.
It's an attention grabber. I agree with you. It's a little embarrassing. And where I want no attention is on the golf course. I don't want anybody to look at me. I don't even want the guy on the mower to look at me.
The three guys you're playing with that would notice it. Nobody else is going to notice your bag.
If someone saw the junk, they go, oh, look, it's Bickle.
Yeah.
Let's see if he shanks this ball.
Right. Believe me, people do it.
I've had people take video of me teeing off at Congo from the bushes.
Right. There's Valdez.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. No, listen.
Valdez!
I know it. That people are side-eyeing me all the time. Super conscious of every time I hit a hosel rocket, who's looking at me?
Right. People at the outdoor bar at Norbeck.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, everyone's judging. It's EB from the Junks.
Everyone's judging you. And then, you know, just let me play at peace.
Yeah, everybody's eyes are on
you. Hey, and one other story on the sports page. There's college football starting tonight. There you go.
Very good.
There's three games tonight.
What's the best one? The best one?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I don't know, Duke, Northwestern.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I just wanted to say college football.
Hey, we're facing off in the college league. Hope you have your lineup set.
I'm not really locked in.
I got the lineup set, but...
Tomorrow, Texas, Michigan.
Yeah, that's
Colorado, Nebraska.
Two top 10 teams.
Play tomorrow night.
All right.
And you've got
the locals.
Tiafo.
Yeah, what happened with Tiafo? Did he play yesterday or not?
No, it's tonight.
Okay. Friday, Sunday.
Okay.
I
want to watch that.
Yeah, it's the primetime match.
But Fritz is beaten the last 6 times.
And my girl Sabalenka's into the finals against Pagula, whose dad owns the Bills.
Right.
Yeah.
I like Pagula more than I like Sabalenka.
Sabalenka's my girl.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I know, because you like those big lurches.
he likes European lurches. Yeah. Specifically,
yeah.
Like, I saw a stat: her forehand is faster than Carlos Alcaraz's forehand.
She's a what? Beast.
That's what it said. That's
she it. Rips the ball. I mean absolutely.
Believe me, I know those girls rip it. I've seen them in person many times.
Yeah,
but that's I think hard to believe. That's hard for me to believe. In this but tournament, so?
Okay. I might be off by a few, but it said something like her forehand was 80 miles an hour,
topspin lob,
and Alcaraz's topspin forehand was 79.
She's incredible, but I did see a breakdown of it. I mean, guys hit more topspin on their shots, so they're not ripping forehands like that.
Yeah, right.
Women hit more flat shots.
Right.
But still, that makes sense. 80 miles an hour, that's pretty impressive.
No. Believe me, my wife plays tennis, and she used to be, you know, like young, but I've seen Kournikova, I've seen all these sillies. I mean, they smash the ball.
Yep. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we will get into the Commanders matchup against the Buccaneers. Our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day is up. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. It's simple. Who wins on Sunday? Commanders of Tampa. You can vote at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll talk to Joe Maloney from the American Gaming Association. Here are the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.